Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Matthew chapter 10, verse 38. Let's try and see if we can see that together. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Can we see that together? You can call it. So when we finish with the service, before you have a cup of tea, you have this thing before the service. And if you are not going to have a cup of tea, say before you go home. So I'll be at the door. And you have to come to say if you stay in there. There is a story told of a young boy who went shopping with his father. At the checkout, the shopkeeper placed a jar of sweets on the counter and said, "Oh, take a handful." But the boy shook his head. The shopkeeper urged him again, and still the boy refused. Finally, the father reached in and grabbed a generous handful and poured them into the boy's hands. Sigh, the father asked, "Why didn't you take the sweets yourself?" The boy smiled and said, "Because your hands are bigger than mine." That's something to follow. We often want to follow Jesus with our own small hands, our own limited strength, our own comfort, our own preferences. But the call of Christ is not shaped by our convenience. It is shaped by his hands. Hearts that are stronger, wiser, and far more generous than ours. And following him means trusting those hands, even when the path is costly. The prophet Jeremiah said, understood that cost. He lived in a time when the nation was drifting far from God. Listen, no one wanted to hear. His obedience made him a target. He was mocked, beaten. In the passage, Jeremiah cries out in anguish. He feels deceived, overwhelmed, and even abandoned. Yet, despite the pain, he cannot compromise. And Jeremiah says, God's word burns within me like fire. He must speak, even when it costs him everything. So Jeremiah reminds us that faithfulness is not always capital. Are you here?
Yeah.
Faithfulness is not always capital, but it is always greater. Listen, we hear from St. Paul. St. Paul writes to the Romans with the same urgency. The early Christians in Rome were surrounded by a culture that pulled them in every direction. Some were tempted to treat grace as permission to live however they pleased. But Paul insists that baptism is not a symbolic gesture. It is a thing and a restriction. So to follow is to leave the old life behind. No half measures, no compromise. A new identity demands a new way of living. So Paul challenges us this morning that we cannot cling to the old life and follow Jesus at the same time. Are you here? Am I speaking to you? Good. And then Jesus speaks in Matthew chapter 10 with a clarity that is both settling and liberating. He sent his disciples out into a world that will not always welcome them. He warns them that opposition can come from their own families. He tells them that following him will require courage, sacrifice, and willingness to stand when others fall away. Yet in the same breath, he assures them of their work. Not even a sparrow falls without the Father noticing. And they are worth far more than many sparrows. So Jesus was saying to them, the cost is real. But so is the Father's care. The cost is heavy, but the Father's hands are strong. And so all this Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all fathers and Father, yes. We remember that whose hearts are bigger than ours. He was strong enough to carry us, gentle enough to guide us, faithful enough not to let us go. And on this refugee Sunday, we remember that discipleship means starting with those coming up to displaced and forgotten. It means refusing to compromise on compassion, justice, and welcoming, even when it is inconvenient, when it is unpopular. Jeremiah stood firm when it cost him his reputation. Paul stood firm when it cost him his company. Jesus calls us to stand firm even when it costs us. When it costs us our ease and our approval. Or our certainty. Hello. But here is the promise. Those who love their life for the sake, will find it. And those who stand firm will never stand alone. Those who trust the Father's hand will discover that his hands are always in our hand. See, this morning, I come to say to you that we don't have to compromise our standards. We don't have to give in to the things that will stop us from believing in Jesus. There is no turning back for us. No shrinking from the cost. Yes, it might cost us.
Sure.
But what I know is that the one who calls us is faithful. And his hands are bigger than ours. I don't know what God is calling you to do. And I don't know where God is placing you now. And I don't know how difficult that is becoming for you. But I know that this faithful God will always be with us. So we are not going to turn back. When I was growing up, there was a song that we used to sing in Sunday school. I have decided to follow Jesus. Have you heard that before?
Yes.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No matter what the cost I need. Because we know that as Paul has is faithful to carry us through. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.